Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is value boxing. Value boxing is about aligning the amount of effort your team will put into something with the value it is going to produce. Because, after all, we want to have a good ROI on our investment in R&D of our efforts. We want the work to be commensurate with the value. Otherwise, if we are putting in too much work, then we are not getting a return on our investment. We are putting in too much work into something that is not worth it. How do you create this alignment? This is what I call value boxing. And don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about, you know, big picture kind of stuff. I'm not talking about your company's vision. I'm not talking about the grand strategy. What I am referring to is the ongoing practice as your team goes about its day. When we're talking about solving a bug, fixing an issue for a client, working on the next task, how do they know where should they be putting in the extra work and where should they just do the simplest thing possible? Too many times we tend to do things the wrong way. We start by saying we need this done, then engineering says that's gonna cost you X. You can count it in story points, days, hours, sheep, I don't care. But we do that, and then product says that works for me or no. A different approach would be to value box from the get-go. So when we're talking about a new task, when we're talking about a new bug, we can start with value boxing it and saying, here's a bug, I want you to give it a look for an hour and then tell me what you find out about it. Or here's a feature, a capability we want to provide our users and we want to spend about 2 weeks on it. What do you think we can accomplish in that time? Treating this the other way around tends to put a healthy constraint on the engineers and helps them think about things through a different lens. And therefore, they can make the kind of decisions and trade-offs that they might not be inclined to do by default. I know I've been there. When you are asked to do something, you simply think about the one right solution, TM, to get it done. You think about the way a perfect system will do it. This is how it's going to support every single user, every single edge case, from here on to eternity. Is that really necessary though? Probably not, right? I mean, I'm guessing we can, for example, disregard countries we're not allowed even to sell services to. I'm guessing we shouldn't be prepared to have all of Earth's 7 billion people using it at the same time, and therefore we can make things easier. We can assume that the system will probably not go unchanged for the next decade. Therefore, we can assume that this is not a solution that needs to hold 10 years. Whatever the case. And I'm exaggerating here, I know, but the same applies for writing a microservice that you don't know if will actually be used within 6 months. Therefore, why should we write it as if it is going to be used constantly for the next decade or for the next 3, 4, 5 years? Starting the whole conversation by stating this is what is at stake, this is what it is worth for us, means that the team will do things better. Another thing that you get here is that when you truly say that something is priceless, that something is needed no matter the cost, then people understand the significance of it. Let me give you an example. When I talk to my coaching clients, I often say, what is your quality threshold? Some companies, for example, when you're just starting out, you're not doing anything critical, you have clients or, you know, beta clients who understand your position. They're not doing anything that if you stop working means that hurts their business or whatever. At that point, you want to move fast and break things, I'm guessing. Your quality bar shouldn't be as high as possible because you want to iterate, you want to learn. On the other hand, if you're working at NASA, I'm guessing that your quality bar should be somewhere around, we cannot allow any single defect to go into production. Between those edges, we have quite a lot of room, and we can decide where we need to be. Some teams needlessly put the bar too high, meaning that, yeah, your quality is amazing, but at what cost? Your velocity tends to go down so much because the team meticulously checks every single pull request, every single change, doing a whole sweep of testing, doing things so slow, everything is like mass program, not pair program, because everyone needs to see everything so we ensure that nothing wrong happens. I'm guessing that is not what you need. I'm guessing you can allow some sort of outages, issues, bugs, but when we are discussing something that genuinely cannot fail, that is when you value box and say, this is the most important thing to get right. For example, compliance. For example, the part of your system that determines whether someone is currently having a stroke or not. The part of the system that decides whether we're gonna give someone a bunch of money or not. But that's it. I'm guessing how you decide which banner to show today, or the specific image you're putting in your email, or whether we're assuming that someone would rather get a notification by email or push notification, or whatever, all of those can have a bug every once in a while. So let's value box. Let's start by saying how much this thing that we're asking for is worth for our team. Let's verbalize what achieving this task means. What is the impact that we're striving for? What will happen once we accomplish the definition of done? Having that in mind really can help everyone around discuss how much work should be put into it. And this, of course, doesn't apply solely for software engineers. This applies to testing, design, UX, and so forth. So ensure that you're doing this at the right level and unblock your team and allow them to be that much more productive. When I'm talking about tripling impact per engineer, this is part of it. We're not making them type faster. We're making them type the right things. We're letting go of useless failure work. That is what we're aiming for. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye.